Welcome, esteemed viewers, to today's episode of Golden Age Technology. The human skin can be thought of as a soft, flexible garment we wear every day. Classified as an organ, it is the largest of the human body and can be up to 2 square meters in size. Our skin does more than just act as an outer covering. It protects us from germs and helps to regulate our body temperature. One remarkable feature of our skin is its ability to repair itself. Epidermal stem cells enable the skin to regenerate fairly quickly. Our guest today is Dr. Fiona Wood, a renowned Australian plastic surgeon and director of the Western Australia Burn Service, who, along with Marie Stoner, pioneered a treatment called spray-on skin that takes the skin's renewing ability to even higher levels, particularly when treating severe skin conditions such as burns. The technology is now used worldwide on burn victims, those with skin tissue injuries, and also to improve the appearance of scars. Dr. Wood is very much interested in giving back to society. In 1999, she and Ms. Stoner created the non-profit The McComb Foundation to bolster research and development in the areas of wound healing, tissue repair and regeneration. Let's now join our Supreme Master Television correspondent and Dr. Fiona Wood in Australia to learn about the good doctor's spray-on skin innovation.
Today we're coming to you from Royal Perth Hospital in Western Australia, where we have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Fiona Wood, who is head of the Burns Unit here and director of Western Australia's Burn Service. Dr. Wood is also the only female plastic surgeon in this state. Dr. Wood is the recipient of 2 prestigious awards, the West Australian Citizen of the Year Award twice and Australian of the Year in 2005. She has been called an Australian living treasure, mainly due to her contribution to medicine in the field of burns research, most notably the treatment known as spray-on skin. In addition to all these accomplishments, Dr. Wood is also a clinical professor with the School of Pediatrics and Child Health at the University of WA and director of McComb Research Foundation. She is also a businesswoman and co-founder of the private company Clinical Cell Culture. Thank you so much for giving your very precious time. We specifically wanted to talk to you regarding the research, technology and application of spray-on skin. It's really fascinating. Would you please share with us what exactly inspired this particular research?
The story of the spray-on skin research starts a long way back. I guess really my first exposure to the concept of growing skin cells of an individual was in 1985.
That far back?
That far back. So I was in England at the time working in a place called East Grinstead. And in the Mackindale Research Centre, they had started growing skin cells based on techniques that had come out of Boston and around about the late 1970s and first clinically used in 1982. And at that time, people were taking samples of skin and growing them into skin cell sheets. That was my first exposure, and it was the seed that was in my mind. Then I went through training and always sort of gravitating back to burns care and the concept of trying to understand healing in the massive scale with which we see with burns, and trying to understand that if we have the capacity to regenerate, our skin is repairing itself all the time, we have grazes, knocks and bumps all the time, can we harness that intrinsic capacity and use that to heal people when their system is so badly damaged? And the short answer is yes. Mm-hmm. We had a telethon grant in 1993 to establish a skin culture program, and that's when I started working with Marie Stoner, who's a medical scientist I work with and still do. And one time we noticed that the skin cell sheets that were more fragile and more immature, paradoxically, did better. And one day we just said, oh, we should just spray this on.
I was going to ask you how the process of spray-on skin works.
Basically, we take a specimen of skin that's not been injured, and that's programmed just to keep turning over, to repair the wear and tear of everyday life. So we harvest a small shaving of skin in the non-injured area, and with an enzyme we split the layers of skin, and then with physical disintegration, we scrape it, we harvest the cells from between the layers, between the waterproof epidermis and the strong dermis that keeps us tough, and we harvest those cells because that's where the active growing zone is, and then we make them into a suspension in a balanced salt solution and put them in a syringe and spray them on.
Literally spray on?
Yes.
Because I was quite interested in if it was just a spray, a simple spray.
Yeah, it is a simple spray, and we've tried lots of other ways of making it look a bit more complicated. Like, so this way we put the nozzle straight on the syringe and we don't lose any volume. We do get runoff, it is runny, but we use the dressings to catch that, and we keep the volumes very small, and the cells are very sticky, so we do get a bit of loss from the surface when we spray, but by and large we get enough cells on the right place.
Our discussion with Dr. Fiona Wood regarding how spray-on skin heals patients will continue after these brief messages. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. We're with Dr. Fiona Wood, an Australian plastic surgeon and head of the Burns Unit at Royal Perth Hospital in Western Australia. She and colleague Marie Stoner are credited with creating Spray-On Skin, a product that can help treat burn victims, those with skin tissue injuries, and can also be used in improving the appearance of the scar. Let us rejoin our interview with Dr. Wood for further details on this wonderful advancement in medicine.
Could you tell us, please, what are the benefits of Spray-On Skin, and who can benefit from this procedure?
I think the benefits of spraying on skin cells is the concept that of speed, and it's flexible. We don't use it in isolation, and it's not the only thing we use. When we look at somebody who's injured, we characterize their wound. How deep is it? How big is it? Where in the body is it? What have we got in our toolbox that we can give the best quality scar result? And so if it's a deeper wound, then we need dermis. If it's a superficial wound, all we need is epidermis. And so we match the sites. And if it's on the face, we need skin donor site close by. If it's on the palm of the hand or sole of the foot, we'll match it. So all those things are in our minds as we're making a surgical plan to provide the best possible wound healing to give the least scar. And one of the things we do quite frequently here is a sand and respray. We take the surface off and respray. For example, if you've got a skin graft on your face that's a browny colour, yellowy browny colour because it's come from your leg, we can sand the surface, take a little bit of skin from behind your ear and change the colour. So we blend it.
Where else in the world, Dr. Wood, is this technique being used at the moment?
It's approved in 40-some countries, and we have trials going in different countries. We have developed a kit that you can use a little bit of normal skin, and you can get the skin spray within about 20 or 30 minutes. So that's the main way we use it.
Does spray-on skin speed up the healing process over traditional skin graft? And can it shorten the length of time spent in hospital?
We've reviewed different groups within our population, and for our massive burns, for example, in the early 90s, you stayed in hospital 2 days per percent body surface area. Now you stay 1.2 days per percent body surface area. And there's other things that have changed, but that was one of the pivotal changes. With our children, in Scald, again, we were able to reduce their length of stay quite considerably. And the trauma of surgery is reduced as well.
I was going to ask you if there was one particular case where you've used this spray-on technique that you'd like to share with us, maybe a special one that has left an impact on you.
I remember one fellow in 92 that survived a more than 90% body surface area burn, and I think if nothing else happened ever, I know that our lives will be connected, because at that time it was a pivotal thing that we could actually ensure survival of someone that was so badly injured. And that has a profound effect on all of us. More recently, we've experienced people whose spirit, will to survive is phenomenal.
How do you see the future potential of spray-on skin?
I think the spray-on skin cells is part of the massive jigsaw. When we look at how we heal, there's a lot of factors involved. Obviously, the extent of the injury has a big part to play, but how can we actually then harness all the different systems in our body to drive the healing? And one of the areas that we're spending a lot of time trying to understand at the moment is the brain, and how the information in the brain can actually drive the shape, if you like, and actually drive the repair. Everybody has this idea that we're focused on scar minimization and regeneration because how it looks, but it's not just how it looks, how it moves. You know, if you have a scar on your hand, it will influence your movement, it will influence your functionality. So it's a whole package, and that sort of ties in with the brain's impact on that.
Dr. Wood, we would like to thank you so much for being with us today. And we
Pleasure.
Really sincerely mean that, because we know how busy you are. And we wish you every great success in the future with all your endeavours, whatever they may be, to help mankind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, our friends, for joining us today on Golden Age Technology here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay with us for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, up next following noteworthy news. May all communities around the world be blessed with health and prosperity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT